Well, you said you first realized what had happened when it really hit you at the age of 18. Can you recall what was going on at the age of 18? What made you realize? I mean, was it because of the war?
The Vietnam War and, you know, myself, I really had a lot of mixed feelings about that. When I was 18, I was drafted to go to Vietnam. But I wasn't sent. I was stationed in Germany during the war. And I did a two-year hitch, and I got out in, right at the tail end of 1972. And I know a lot of my friends went, and some of them came back and some of them didn't. And the biggest thing in my mind is, if Kennedy had just decided to end the whole thing, a lot of my friends would have still been alive and I would have been drafted. Don't get me wrong, I was proud to serve my country. But it just kind of makes you think one president would have done and what the other one wouldn't, if, you know, he'd been alive and had been able to do it.
So after the assassination of Kennedy, how long did the war continue?
Well, Vietnam War, it really started getting going in the early 60s, and America was going to get involved. And to my knowledge, it was, I think, around 64 to 75, and 75 is when we pulled everybody out, and that was the end of the Vietnam War. That's when every American was gone. Everybody pulled everybody out.
Did you dislike Johnson at the time because you had to go to war?
I didn't dislike Johnson. I mean, I was proud to serve my country. I'm a very patriotic person. But I think Johnson handled things a little bit wrong. If we were not able to win the war, he did not give us what we needed to win the war. He made the United States look bad, in my opinion. If we were going to go in and fight a war, he should have given us everything we needed to do it. A lot of people got killed. A lot of people shouldn't have been killed. If we had gone in there full force and not taken any crap. And I know I sound like a patriotic psycho-American on this, but they did not give the U.S. what we needed to win the war. They were sent in there and made us look like a bunch of turkeys.
And, did you have any brothers or any sisters growing up that were older?
No, I was the oldest one in my family, and by the time the draft rolled around, my brother and my younger sister were too young to go in, so I was the only one.
And you was a family of?
I was a family of my mom, my dad, and I was a family of five.
Family of five. And you were the eldest of the siblings?
Yes, I was the eldest.
Okay. And so they were two, your other family members were not even in school at the time of the assassination, right?
Yeah, yeah. There was a big gap between me and my brother and my sister. So basically they didn't go through the same things I did.
In overall views, how do you think that Kennedy played a part in the Vietnam War?
Well, in 1960, Kennedy saw Southeast Asia as an imminent threat and increased aid to South Vietnam. It was this commitment that Johnson inherited in 63 when Kennedy was assassinated. He declared and told everyone this, you know, he ran off at the mouth about it, that he would not let South Vietnam go the way of China. And basically what he was saying in a nutshell is he didn't want the South Vietnam to go into communist regime. They were practicing the art of containment back then. They wanted to contain communism. They saw it as a worldwide threat and it couldn't affect anything. And the U.S. at that time was, U.S. and Russia were the two greatest superpowers. And the U.S. being democratic was going to do anything and everything that they could to stop communism. And I think, in my opinion, that Kennedy pushed it just a little bit with aid, and then Johnson took it and just ran with it, which he shouldn't have done. I believe we should just kept aid.
So we're back to the age of 11. We keep flip-flopping on it, so I want to ask you another question. If you can remember back at the age of the time that Kennedy was assassinated, the assassination, do you feel, or at the time, did you feel that it was all just a game? Did you think that the world was over? I mean, because no one went to work, you didn't go to school. It was really just a vacation. I mean, is that what
Well,
was a lot of students see it that way?
Well, I have to say, a lot of people took it very seriously. There was hardly any joking and kidding when we found out Kennedy was assassinated. Nobody talked. You were very quiet. You were kind of in a period of mourning, and just about all the people in them took it very seriously, you know, in the matter. And there was no laughing or cutting up or, you know, but this was something nobody took lightly. The whole nation took it. And they took it with respect. And they showed the respect for Kennedy.
So how long was your parents married at the time?
My parents had been married for about 10 years at the time.
And did it come, I mean, were they both for President Kennedy? I mean, were they in the favor that you can remember? I mean, did you ever hear them talk much politics about?
To be honest with you, I really do not know my parents' views. I know they said they liked Kennedy, but I don't know if they voted for him or they didn't. Or I don't know how it went. My parents grew up during the Depression. So, you know, they were very, as you might say, skeptical about their leaders.
At this time, I'm going to recap the background history, the background information of my interviewee. I missed that at the beginning, so if you don't mind, Bobby, could you state your name?
Robert Olin Messer Jr.
And they people just call you Bob or
yeah,
Bobby?
Bob for nickname.
And your approximate age of
44
years.
My date of birth is November 13th, 1952.
Okay, and your mother's name?
Sarah F. Messer.
Your father's name?
Robert Messer Sr.
Okay, and your education level?
I graduated from Lakeshore High School. And the highest grade of education as well.
Did you attend college anywhere?
No, I did not. After high school and the Army, I started with General Motors, and I've been there ever since.
Okay. And do you mind stating what religion?
I'm a Southern Baptist.
Seeing as national events in which you have participated in?
None that I could say.
Any local events?
Any
campaign or anything trying to get some big change?
Yes. A couple years back, my uncle, my mother's brother, was going to run for sheriff, and we did try to help him get the position. But yeah, he didn't get elected.
So, can you give me an overview of everything that we have discussed at the time of Kennedy assassination?
Well, basically what we have gone over is, you know, the events and the time and where I was at, what I was doing at the time of Kennedy assassination, how it affected everybody. And, like I said, the ways of it affecting people was just about the same. Nobody was in basic shock. Things shut down for a while. We got some days out of school. A lot of people that I didn't think had any feelings really showed respect for Kennedy. And it really surprised me that the nation could come together and mourn like this. One of the things that I think was very surprising about you know, things going on is everybody went out and watch TV. If you didn't have one, you went and got one. Now, this is just a little joke I'm going to throw on here, but I honestly believe that television sales probably went up when something like that went on. I don't mean to sound morbid, but everybody was either watching TV or getting one and going over to somebody's house that had a TV to see what was going on, because if you stay glued to TV, you find out what was going on. And I think that played a big factor in a lot of people finding out about what happened to Kennedy. But in the overall view, in my opinion, I think that the Vietnam War would have been, I think could have been avoided if he'd still been alive. And there's a lot of shady things that went on in after his assassination and the way things went. I mean, who knows who killed him? We'll probably never know, just like his brother. You'll probably never know who he really was. And, you know, I think the nation probably would have been a bit better off if Kennedy had lived. I really do.
Okay, you mentioned something about his brother.
Yeah, his brother was killed. Bobby was killed while he was at a restaurant, I believe. Or, you know, he was in the back meeting people in the cooking area. He was shot. If I'm memory serves me correct. But it just really surprised me that they would take him up that like that. This isn't I don't think it was a random series of just somebody trying to get the president. You know, I think that this was set up, this was engineered. Somebody knew what they were doing.
Okay, Bobby, I appreciate your time and helping of me with my oral history project. And I really thank you a lot. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I know I might sound opinionated in what I say, but you know, this is just the way I felt about it. And you know, a lot of people's may vary, but you know, this is just a general idea I had. I really got the whole story, and I still have it.
So it took you from age 11 to 18 to really get the full
effect of what had happened.
Well, this is Jerome Holloway. I just interviewed Bobby Messer about the JFK assassination in the year of
1963.